السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم، نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed wives, his blessed parents, his blessed children, his blessed family, his blessed Ahle Bayti Kiram, and all of the companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anuhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today it is the 17th of the blessed month of Ramadan. The 17th of the month of Ramadan is one of the most important dates in the history of Islam. The incidents which took place on this date deserve to be repeated, shared, and listened to every year in this blessed month. I am referring to the Ghazwa of Badr, this battle of Badr, which took place the same month of Ramadan, when fasting became fard. This occurred in the second year of Hijrah on Friday, the 17th of Ramadan al-Kareem. Allah Almighty mentions this great event in the Holy Quran in multiple places. And in one place Allah Almighty states, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. Allah indeed aided you at Badr when you had no means. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Badr is the name of a well which is located about 80 miles from Madinatul Munawwara. This well was extremely well known, so much so that the surrounding villages, the surrounding valleys and plains also became known as Badr due to this well. These plains and the area where this battle took place are still there today. And the Sunni Muslims who travel from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif or vice versa present themselves in the plains of Badr to pay their respects and gain huge blessings from those who sacrifice their lives to protect our deen. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to gain the blessings from Badr Sharif and the Shuhada'i Badr. Inshallah, I will try and cover over the next few days the blessed incidents which took place on this blessed day and the days following the 17th. In the ayah of the Quran I have recited, Allah Almighty mentions His aid, explaining to us, telling us that in every situation, help and victory is from Allah Almighty or from the means to Allah Almighty. Any victory is not due to your physical or material strengths. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in the Battle of Badr, the Muslims were standing against the enemies just for the sake of the deen, to protect the deen. The Muslims had nothing in terms of weapons. They had nothing compared to the non-Muslims. Compared to the non-Muslims, they were weak. They were weak in terms of weapons and equipment, but they were the most strong in terms of faith, belief in Allah Almighty, and complete and pure love for the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In number, they were only 313, compared to 950 or 1,000 non-Muslims. The Muslims had only 70 camels, of which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu shared one. The kuffar had 700 camels. The Muslims had only two horses, one belonging to Sayyidina Miqdad radiyallahu anhu and the other belonging to Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu anhu. The kuffar had 100 horses and in some narrations 300 horses. The Muslims had only 6 coats of armor and 8 swords, whereas the non-Muslims had over 600 armored soldiers, all with weapons. But by aiding the Muslims, Allah Almighty has explained to us, Allah Almighty has taught us, we learned, and this is an example for all those who will follow till the day of judgment, that victory, help, and true aid is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how were the Muslims helped? The Quran mentions many incidents. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, and when at the time of fighting he made the disbelievers seem few to you, and you as few in their sight. The first aid, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, was such that to the Muslims the kuffar appeared very few in number, so that the Muslims would not fear the sheer amount they were facing. Secondly, to the kuffar, the Muslims, the number of Muslims appeared double, due to which the kuffar became fearful, and this broke their confidence. And thirdly, Allah Almighty sent 1,000 angels to aid the Muslims in this battle. This huge army of 1,000 soldiers from the non-Muslims were marching towards the Muslims, having set off from Makkatul Mukarramah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gathered the companions for a meeting. And when the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam announced preparations for jihad in the way of Allah Almighty, 313 companions stepped forward. They volunteered whilst having no weapons or provisions for this journey. The companions agreed without any qualms with every command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, saying, Ya Rasulullah, whatever you command, we are happy to act upon your command. We will sacrifice everything, our families, our homes, our lives upon your command, Ya Rasulullah. We are not like the Qawme Musa, who refused to fight and told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to go and fight the enemies along with his Rabb. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam became happy seeing this level of love and obedience and made dua for the companions. The commitment, bravery, and obedience shown and the sacrifices made by these 313 heroes of Islam can never be forgotten by the Muslims, and the plains of Badr are witness to this even today. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the night before the battle commenced, everyone slept. But subhanallah, the mercy towards the whole of mankind, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was awake all night praying for their safety and for victory. Upon daybreak, The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam inspected the companions and their preparations and then raised his blessed hands in dua. Allahumma in tahlik hazihil isabatul yawma la tu'bad. O Allah, if this small group of Muslims are defeated today, then no one will remain to worship you. This dua was accepted, and with the command of Allah Almighty, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam informed the companions of this good news, telling them not to worry and march forwards fearlessly, because with the permission of Allah Almighty, a huge army of angels are coming to aid you. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is exactly what happened. When the battle was in full flow, at its fiercest, subhanallah, the angels descended. In such a way, the angels helped that the companions were amazed to see their heads rolling before the swords were even struck. The faces of some of the kuffar were struck, leaving deep marks on their lips and nose, marks of being whipped by the angels. Subhanallah, what a beautiful aid, what a miraculous help. The enemies of Allah Almighty are being destroyed and defeated in such a way that they cannot even see who is destroying them. This is how Allah Almighty helps the believers. The ulama-i-kiram have stated, when the angels joined the battle, one voice which echoed throughout the plains of Badr, deafening the kuffar, were the words, Aqdim Hayzum, Aqdim Hayzum, Hayzum forwards, march forwards Hayzum, Hayzum forwards, march forwards. Subhanallah, the companions say, we were amazed at where this voice was coming from. We could hear it from all sides. We could hear it coming from above and below. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam explained, Hayzum is the horse of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, and he is instructing it to march forwards. The companions say, we lost count how many times we were about to strike a non-Muslim and he would suddenly drop down headless. We realized this is the help from Allah Almighty. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the first battle between Haqq and Batil in the history of Islam, in which the 313 Muslims with nothing but pure faith and belief and the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam went into battle to sacrifice everything, and they were granted victory over an army three times its size. Allah Almighty, grant us some of the love the blessed companions had for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allah Almighty, grant us our needs through the blessed wasila of the Shuhada'i Badr. Inshallah, we will carry on and go through some of the other blessed, miraculous incidents which occurred on this blessed day over the next few days. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhum machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.